This is John Batchelor speaking with my good colleague Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the attacks on shipping in the Red Sea and beyond. Right now, major hauling companies, container ships, and oil companies are restricting or cutting off their shipping through the Red Sea, through the Suez Canal, through the Arabian Sea. Why? Because the Houthis are effectively firing cruise missiles at very expensive, heavily insured commercial shipping. And the U.S. Navy, the French Navy, the British Navy are not adequate for the attacks. Also, now we learn that Somali pirates are joining in an alliance with the Houthis. Where is this going? It has to do with the fact that the U.S. is expected to respond. Respond how? Bill asks. And then Bill goes through the deployments that are already in place, and he comments on how the U.S. Navy is thin, stretched thin. Here's Bill to explain. The attacks in the Red Sea are a blow to global trade.
Yeah, so all indications are the USS Eisenhower carrier battle group is moving out of the Straits of Hormuz to deal with this situation. So as you noted, I mean, where do the forces come from? Our number of carrier groups is at its lowest point in history. You have a carrier battle group off the coast of Lebanon in order to attempt to deter Hezbollah from launching a full-scale attack. The reality is we are stretched thin, and you know, we're leaving one area to deal with another area. And then what happens if the Iranians start getting frisky at the Strait of Hormuz? This is a real major problem. This isn't a problem that the U.S. can deal with alone, nor should the U.S. deal with it alone. This is an attack on international shipping, and every country that has an interest should be putting their ships in the water. A coalition needs to be formed. I cannot understand why after the first attack that this was not done. And the fact that Somali pirates, I suspect they're doing this for money. They're joining into the fray. They're probably being paid off by the Houthis, which means they're being paid by Iran. And that's certainly another dangerous proposition. It's just, we're watching this escalate with no real response. A response may be on its way, but the reality is this is taking way too long, and it's costing, you know, the effects on international shipping and the cost of moving goods now is skyrocketing. Insurance rates for the shippings are skyrocketing. Now there's going to be delays in supply chains, and then just the actual danger to U.S. and allied warships, as well as to the ships themselves. This is an absolute mess, and it should have been dealt with decisively from the beginning.
More later. Thank you.